Netzrauschen, die Radiosendung von Mur.at.
Hello and welcome to Netzrauschen, the broadcast from Mur.at, where we cover topics related to digital society, media art, and net politics. We broadcast Tuesdays every 4 weeks from 10 to 10:30 here on Radio Helsinki. All informations regarding the broadcasts and further links to our guests you can find as usual on helsinki.at. Past episodes become part of the podcast archive that you can download at netzrauschen.mur.at. In this edition with me, Andreas Zingerle, I talk with Miguel Rangel, who explores the hybrid nature of humanity and the interplay between technology and nature. Hello, Miguel. Can you give our listeners a better overview about yourself and about your background?
Hello, Andreas. First of all, thank you a lot for inviting me to your program. And I consider myself as an artist and researcher that somehow is involved in this kind of research that is exploring the visual fields in relation with technology, how technology nowadays is affecting us. No? And specifically, I will say that my current research now is mainly focused on the study of the visualities that are somehow surrounding what we call nowadays artificial intelligence. No? And always my position to address this this sphere of knowledge is a critical position. No? I will talk a bit about my background. I started in the art field, studying fine arts, as many of us. No? But then I was really interested in digital arts, no, to in this kind of visualities that are surrounding us nowadays, you know, in how mass media is affecting our behavior and how our lives are being modulated by a corpus or companies or a corpus of entities, no, that through numbers, through data, through algorithms, are somehow structure society, no, and I think this is a position that is very common now in digital arts, and I was really interested in this, so I started a master program in visual arts and multimedia in Valencia. In Spain, I'm from Spain, by the way, and then I did a exchange program here in Austria, in Linz, in Interface Cultures, and now I'm there. I'm in love with the city. I'm in love with the master program context, and I'm developing my projects there. My research now, in that I've been doing there. It's very focused on, as I said, on artificial intelligence. And what I like to do somehow, or what I want, when I want to talk about my work, I like to make always this division, no? That is based on how artificial intelligence is operating or modulating reality, no? I think we can divide artificial intelligence in two, in how first how is recognizing images through technologies of vision or vision machines, such as computer vision, for example, these tools that are encapsulating in a bonding box objects or people, no, and they are putting a label, a name, and a level of confidence that is represented by a number. And the on the other hand, the other way that artificial intelligence is somehow operating in reality is by the generation of visualities, no? With these generative models that now everyone is using, no? DALL-E or Runway or Stable Diffusion, Midjourney, no? I think, first of all, my research what does is devise this or tries to make the difference between these two ways of these modes of action of artificial intelligence, and from that I try to address the problematics that are generated by their mere existence. No?
Well, to make it a little bit more concrete, maybe we can talk about one of many of your recent projects. I thought that we take a closer look on the OMB Labs art program. It's a program from the Austrian National Library, and you were participating in this Labs art program and were doing a own artwork called Hyperconnected Past. Maybe you can give a bit of an overview. What is the OMB Labs art program? And how were you working with these digital collections that were provided?
Yeah, first of all, the Austrian National Library, launched this open call to artists that, as you said, is called OMB Labs Art Program, that it was focused or oriented to work, you know, with the data pools of historical archives of the library has, no, that they are digitalized, and it was focused to work to develop an artwork for their web space. They have a web space. They made this art program last year for the first time. This is the second year they are doing it. And they were selected. They selected four artists. I was one of them. And the main focus was to work with their four main archives. They are ACON, I think it's called. That is or is oriented to historical postcards from all over the world. That they are super beautiful. Also, there is another one that is called the Botanical Illustrations Archive. That the story was super interesting. It was commissioned by the king of the time. Sorry for my absence of knowledge about the story of the kings of Austria, but it was commissioned by the king to taxonomize all the plants from his palace garden. And then, so you can find all these super beautiful watercolor illustrations of botanical plants, and it's super nice.
Yeah, I read also that it's about 1,800 digitized watercolors, and it was from Emperor Franz II, Matthias Schmutzer, and Johann Jebmeier. So this is from the National Library's Image Archive. And also the postcards that you were mentioning, I have here that it's around 75,000 postcards from the late 19th century up till the 1940s. They were selected for their geographical approach, and as you said, it's part of this ACON projects with a user-friendly interface to look at them. Then I think just to fulfill the four digital collections, we have to mention the other ones as well. One is the Wiener Zeitung newspaper archive. So it's about 34,000 editions from 1703 to 1882. Sadly, the Wiener Zeitung had to shut down at least the printed newspaper edition just recently. I hope that they will continue, one of the oldest newspapers in the world, to at least have an online output. And the fourth digital collection is different travel reports written in English, French, and German from the 1501 till 1850. They were compiled into a corpus that is was used for different research projects as the Travelogus, Perception of the Other, and the Ottoman Nature in Travelogus. Many of these reports include illustrations and maps. And what I read on the website also, which I found interesting, that the whole collections are available as images, the digitized postcards and the botanical illustrations were accessible in their visual format. The newspaper editions and the travel reports were available as images, but also as a searchable full text.
Exactly. Because my methodology of work and my research is very focused on visualities, I decided that, well, I started to work with the dataset using these archives, the archives that are totally visual, no? The ACON, the historical postcards, and the botanical illustration one. Yeah. So I really focused on using these two archives.
How was the process in selecting these collections? I mean, as I understood, there were different artists involved and you were able to select one archive or give a kind of a preference that you want to work with one collection. Were there other artists also interested in working with botanical illustrations, or?
Actually, they gave us the freedom to work with whatever we want. We could choose all of them, and I choose mainly the botanical illustrations because I don't know. I really liked. Aesthetically, the archive, it was super beautiful and super interesting, and I think at the time of training the dataset, it will give me some nice and very interesting results. So today that. As an artist that I'm currently working with artificial intelligence, my mainly line of thought that I was addressing, that I was trying to develop to the project, it was about essence, no? In relation with artificial intelligence. We are facing these tools, these algorithms and these models that somehow these generative models that somehow they are trying or they are able to synthesize visualities. When I'm talking about synthesize, I'm, for example, if you train a model with a bunch of images of apples, then to generate a bunch of images of apples, it will give you images of apples, no? But so my question was, what does that new image that is generated retain at a conceptual level, no? could we talk that image contains the essence of an apple? No, it's somehow synthesizing all the aesthetics, no, all the what configurates in terms of visuality an apple, no? So train different models, no, with this super big archive that was the Botanical Illustrations Archive, to generate the essence of a plant, no, like what could be and the essence of a not of a plant, of a botanical illustration that also is a plant somehow. And I really wanted to ask, I usually work asking me questions like, for example, could we talk when I was training this data set with these images, could we talk about an ideal representation, no, like talking in a platonic sense, no, of entities, of objects, of materialities through artificial intelligence, no, like. So also I did a little exercise that is embedded in the artwork, that is I used a computer vision model, that computer vision is able to recognize things, and I tried to recognize a plant, no, a plant in this AI trained images, no, if a machine that is trained to recognize things in reality can detect a plant, no, maybe we can talk that, okay, this tool somehow is really a machine that is able to synthesize these particularities or this essence, no, of what constitutes a plant, for example. No? So what I wanted to do was to raise questions about the question of the essence, no, by using this data set that the library has.
I have the website open from the hyper-connected past, and you can also see when you scroll down through the layers of the archive, it feels like that you have some animations also when the AI was detecting a plant and when not, in a way.
There is the one that is the big one, that is the one that is using the computer vision algorithm, and is working with this bonding box, no, that is this green box with a label that is categorizing, no, what the machine eye is watching.
So on the one hand, I see the website online where you can browse through your site and get some information about the artwork, about you, and scroll through these different layers. Is this the only form that your project is displayed, or was there also, or is there also, an exhibition planned?
There was an exhibition that was taking part in May. There was the finish of all the program, and it was celebrated in the Literatur Museum in Vienna. But now the only format that the project has is in this ONB lab art program that you can find in there. Also because it makes sense, no, that it's a web-based artwork.
Do you think that this program will be continued in the future? That artists get a possibility to work with digital collections and make them more accessible, maybe? Or
Yeah. I think they really liked how this year all the program was working, and it was thought as an online residency. We had to go to Vienna twice or three times, also to see the library, to see the facilities that they have. But I think they were very happy with the results of from the four artists that we were working there. Yeah. And I think they will do it again. Yeah.
Will you continue now to work with botanical plants and illustrations, or what is your perspective now?
Well, I like to make up vocabulary for my research, and I say that I work with algorithmic essays, no? Like, they are not these big projects that tries to aim or a big problematic. They work more as little tests that are somehow trying to test a little problematic, or trying to raise some questions about some issues, but not in a big way. So then these essays or these little artworks could evolve in the future, but I prefer to test a lot of things and test a lot of different approaches that are surrounding artificial intelligence, rather than to focus on a specific project and develop it a lot. So I think I will stop this project a bit, and then I will return to it if I have something to report.
One last question I would have, like, especially from these visual models that are available and that were also over the last half a year heavily in the news, like for example Midjourney and the generation of different photos, artworks. There was also in the news that maybe in the future we don't need art anymore, or artists that produce artworks, because we can just generate photographs or images or on the fly. How do you see these developments?
I don't think, of course, I think there will be some displacements in the spheres of work, because we have to recognize that there are some, they are producing some, this visuality is very close to the ones that a human can do, no? But I think what an artificial intelligence model cannot do now is, or what differs us from them, from these algorithms, is the range of failure. Actually, like, it's in the failure, it's in the mistakes that we are able to do, where the good things reside. No, is the they don't have the ability to have this lateral thought, no, lateral thinking, it's called, or this way to address problems in a way that is not predefined or predicted. So I think it's tricky. I think it's tricky. Actually, I really love all these predictions, questions and anything, but really makes me wonder what will be about us in the future.
Miguel, thank you very much for your time and for the interview. That was another episode of Netzrauschen, a broadcast by Mur.at. All links you can find in the program information on helsinki.at. You can listen to past episodes of our program on netzrauschen.mur.at and in the cultural broadcast archive at cba.media. Andreas Zingerle says goodbye and we'll hear each other next time.